I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions in the Middle East are boiling over. Refugees are in desperate situations. The Jesus Film Project has volunteers working with refugees there, distributing aid, but it's very dangerous. Willie Erasmus with the Jesus Film Project says the cases they see are horrifying. Volunteers give refugees packets of food and water, and this gives them the chance to share more.
They basically offer them a gift, which is a DVD on the life of Jesus, and with that goes a New Testament.
Elsewhere, there have been a lot of firsts for Kiri Ethiopia's Children's Hospital. They just performed their first parasitic twin separation there on an adolescent. Usually, such surgeries are done in infancy or not at all. Surgeons from the government hospital, from a private hospital, and from Cure International worked together on this complex case. What's more, prior to her surgery, both she and her brother came to Christ. Now she has a totally different future ahead of her. The full story is at our website. And don't hear much about Haiti in the news anymore, do you? Americans donated $1.8 billion to aid efforts in Haiti after the earthquake in 2010. But since then, funding and the number of people helping have gone way down. Global Aid Network is looking for more people to join them on mission trips to Haiti. GAIN USA's Jim Warner, a missionary to Haiti, says it's a great opportunity to spread the message of Christ.
We just share the gospel in a very simple way through them, and everything is done through interpreters. But the people are very hungry for the gospel and very open to it.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.